Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and happy Sunday. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you to the callers who have been waiting for a while to have their calls answered. I'm just going to give you a brief overview if you're new to the show or even if you're a repeat guest on the show. The reason I do this is because we are on an extreme ascension spiral right now, and to explain that, as simply as I possibly can, Earth has been evolving and humans have been evolving for however long it's been going on. And in the late 80s, Earth moved into a higher vibrating photon belt in our universe. And given that everything is programmed in our universe to rise, to continually rise, and there's a lot of metaphysical, natural, and physical properties that cause that to happen, humanity needs to rise with it. So either you've been working on your rising or you haven't been. That's why I wanted to introduce this topic of the ascension spiral, because the way I do my readings, the reason I call them soul and energy readings, is because I'm looking at where you should be based on your soul, or where you're going, and where you are on that spiral. So it's not about predicting the future. It's about aligning with your highest and best right now, today. And that's your point of attraction, too. So the things you need for your life are in today. So if we're worried about the future, the past, or we're all in our head, we're not in our point of attraction. So I try to help you get in a higher vibrating place to get connected to your soul so that you're doing what's best for you today with the most important issue. Now, that said, I've noticed a lot of times, you know, a lot of people have done a lot of work. They've been reading books, or they've been going within. And then I'll say something and people will be like, well, I've already done all of that. Well, as long as we have an overlap of the third and the fifth dimensions, moving into the fifth dimension from the third, the matrix, I call it like the fourth. It's kind of like the gray area. As long as that's still here and visible and palpable to us, we're still in overlap. So it's like saying, well, I've done all my work. Well, I already ate, you know, and then you don't have to eat for the rest of your life. It's a continuous process. I'm sorry, I got to clear my throat. Hang on a second. And so if I say something like, you need to work a little more on the your creativity, you know, bringing more creativity out, going deeper, or balancing your male and female, it's because if you picture a spiral, you keep going in it. You might have had to work on something 15 times already, but until you see nothing but heaven on earth and everything is peace and love, we're still touching on the fourth dimension, and we still have to eat that breakfast, have to eat our meals and sleep and do all of that. So some people are going to move into more creativity or healing, and some people are going to be creating new systems as we lose our corrupt government and things like that. So everybody's got a very unique path, and that's why I do readings, to help you with your unique position on your ascension spiral and your unique path. But there are like literally millions of books out there, and hopefully you can be guided to the ones that work for you. I have written a bunch of them that I think would be useful for people in this time period, and they are all on Amazon. You can check them out on violetphoenixpublishing.com or alanak.com, which leads you to Christian Mysticism. I put all my websites in one, most of my websites in one to make it a little simpler. Okay, so I'm going to get to the phone call. Sorry about the throat thing. My God, I guess because I'm not talking for a few hours, maybe I should talk or sing before I go on the air. I'm so sorry about that. Okay, so I'm taking the calls in the order they came in. Anybody who has a hand raised, and I'm going to the, I'll call out your area code, and you can tell us your name if you want to. And I have just 904, you're on the air. 904 area code, hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. This is Tracy.
Sure. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
What can we focus on for you today? What do you think is the most important thing for you to kind of break through today?
Career, a job.
Career, a job. Are you without one right now, or are you not liking the
yes.
one you're in?
I'm without
yeah?
one right now.
You're without one right now. Okay. Let me see. I got to tune in. So I tune into your soul frequency is by hearing your voice. So maybe you want to tell
mm-hmm.
me just a few sentences about how you're feeling about your situation right now. And then I'll tune into your soul and then I'll tell you what I'm picking up.
Kind of stagnant. I like the flow of money and it's just stopped. And it's just driving me crazy.
Yeah. So, well, the first thing I have to tell you, which you probably already know, is that despite your circumstances, you want to work on dropping down a little more into your feeling center. So you want to use that because that's your point of attraction. Like I said, I was talking about, and I don't know if that's new to you or if you've already been working on this kind of stuff, but you want to be deep in your feeling center. So that'll bring to you not only the fulfillment that you seek and the flow, that's where your flow is. I guess that's the simplest way to put it, is down in your feeling center. So you want to bring yourself, the matrix and the way we were trained to live is all in our head. It's higher up. It's like where our consciousness is all in our mind. So you want to bring it down into your feeling center, and you can do that by dancing, singing, feeling love, going to church, talking to people. As long as you stay, that's like staying in the void if you stay in that space. So let me like tune into your soul. I am getting that dancing and singing. Spiritual nature, do you have a connection with a church?
Yes.
You do? Okay, so that same feeling that you get when you're in church, you want to take that with you. Do you work on doing that?
I need to.
Yeah, because that's your point of attraction. And then let me see what kind of, if I can tune into like what kind of work your soul be trying to connect you with right now. I'm looking at my screen. I need to be looking at your soul. I'm looking at spirit, Council of Light, Christ Jesus. I want to ask for Tracy specifically. Are you in an area with a lot of people?
Yeah.
Like a city? You live in a city,
mm-hmm.
a big city? Yeah, okay. Let me see. All right, so I'm going to take a few extra minutes on yours because I think it's going to help a lot of other people. So when you're I live in a real peaceful place where people go out in nature and things like that, and it's just everywhere. I live across the street from a beach, you know. I take it for granted that we have these connections just literally everywhere we go. When you're in a city where it's a lot of hustle and bustle, people running errands, going to work, and maybe a lot of commerce and things, you have to give extra care to doing that grounding and centering. And you can't do it without your breath. You can't do it without love. And you can't do it without connecting your feet to the ground. So you need to find a way to do that, and you have to prioritize that. I think the answer you're looking for is coming. Don't worry, but you're gonna, the two work together. So I want to pass this on to you and anybody else who's listening, that this is a time where the matrix is really kicking up. The fear is kicking up. It's not going to get any better. The frustration and anger, then some people get really tired. And I hear you when you say that you don't feel fulfilled because you're used to that movement and the, we call it here, keep the mana moving, keep the life force moving. You want to be engaged in that. So the way we attract things is by embracing it in the now. So do everything you can to feel that you're fulfilled and things are moving and things are happy. That's why I suggested the church, the dancing, singing, any of that kind of thing, or whatever things seem to spark your energy. And then, okay, so that's really important. And then let me have a look at what kind of a job your soul is trying to connect you with. I feel like I'm getting something else on the way there, is that there's a lot more about your soul that you need to honor. You have like special gifts that you bring. Part of it is that depth. And I believe that whatever job you're going to get into, let me see if it's a job or self-employment. I'm almost thinking, is there something you want to do for self-employment? I had to go through a process of step-by-step, kind of like peeling an onion, you know, the layers.
Yeah.
And now I'm down to like your soul layer and how you connect to that. Is there something you wanted to do that would be self-employment?
Yes. Along with what I,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm getting that, I'm just getting this, when I look at like your soul and then I look at stepping forward, I see like almost like a total obliteration of anything you're thinking of, and I'm just seeing your soul marching out. So I'm wondering if it's time for you, and I know we all have our own little barriers we have to get over, but I'm wondering if it's time for you to just completely embrace that and do it, you know, what, because that actually is the time. If you listen to Lee Harris with his energy updates, his always match like what I'm picking up for them, you know, for everybody. And like what I feel like I'm going through is this is really a time to jump on it if you're ready. Not everybody's quite ready. You know, they maybe have some more things to learn, but I feel like I'm getting that you're ready, that you know who you are, you know what your passion is, and it's time to trust that the universe is going to support that. So how far away are we from that?
Not far.
I mean, as far as like concerns, because like what'll happen, I think I'm going to have to leave you with, is that you're, because you might want to spend some time with what I just said, because maybe I sparked some things in you, and it's a lot to kind of cover. That what you want to do is kind of sit with it and start to feel the energy of the things you're really passionate about, the things that are deep within. Make sure you're honoring that, and then see what might be in the way. And if you continuously feel blocked by trying to get a quote-unquote job, it's just because your soul's trying to just guide you away from that. That door is closed, you know. A lot of times I say to myself, I need to find the open door. So the open door is what? And let your soul speak to you and share with you. And, yeah. I hope I helped strengthen some of the things that you need to do. I don't know what it is exactly that you do, but I can sense your strengths. I feel like you know what they are. I mean, you got communication, you got insight, you got heart, you have so much that just feels ready to go to me. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thanks, Tracy, for calling.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Hey, let us know how it's going. Aloha. Issues with my throat today, my God. Well, we've been having crazy wind here, and sometimes it's kicking stuff up. my throat's really dry. Okay, so now I'm going to the 267 area code. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. So what can we tune into, or what seems to be concerning you the most?
Living situation. My lease is up. My landlord said I could stay an extra week, which is this week now. And Spirit keeps, I guess, developing my trust more, that they're going to take care of it rather than me taking care of things.
Yeah.
I'm peaceful today. I'm okay today. We're going to stretch it out longer this week, but I said I want everything sorted by Wednesday.
I know what you're saying. I was actually... I've been up against the same thing. I kept going, why am I so out of control? I have no way of controlling a lot of things. And Spirit said to me, because you're right now what you're doing is learning how to let the energy do it. Because it's a lot of times there's a lot of parts involved. Yeah, so let me, I can look at your situation and see what I see.
Okay.
Did you want to say something else besides you wanted it wrapped up by Wednesday?
No, I mean, there's other things related to it, you know, money. I mean, the usual.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. There's all these different pieces that need. So a lot of people, I think, are probably going through this since we go through stuff together, is because there's so many pieces involved. There's no way we could figure it out. And we don't know what comes first. And a lot of times we'll think something is an issue, but it isn't, because something will flip and they'll go, oh, okay, so that wasn't a problem. So that, you know. All right, if I look at yours, your name is Jessica?
Yeah.
Okay, Jessica, let me tune into your... I'm seeing, I'm going to have to try to go a little, I'm seeing something, I'm not 100% sure why I'm being shown this, so I need to do a little digging. Is there a place or a person where you think you need to go, but you're not sure?
So I know that I'm going to be living right in this area because I feel like I found my home. And also I've been feeling my life partner call me, and I know he's right in this area too. So I keep feeling like I'm going to meet him and then maybe he'll work that out, or, and then sometimes it flips that I'm going to move first, then I'll meet him. I've been feeling him for quite some time.
So that's what I've been picking. I'm picking up. Yeah, okay. All right, that's what I'm picking up then. So let's look at it from that angle. That's one of the variables. You're right. I know what you mean on that. You wonder which one comes first. And that's where Spirit comes in.
Yeah, and it's that. It's also,
yeah.
I've been interviewed for full-time jobs. So it's like, and that also Spirit sort of, jokingly delayed a little bit. Like they weren't available to meet on a certain date,
yeah.
And then I have to wait an extra week. It's one of those.
Okay, here's what I'm going to give you, and I hope this doesn't sound like it's just too general, but this is literally what I'm being told to give you. And it works, and I've been applying it, and it works. I only started doing this a couple weeks ago, and it's okay. So what you want to do is get centered and don't think about all the variables and how things might come together, because whenever we put out, you might have heard people talking about this lately, it's called the term counter-manifesting. Whatever we think, well, let me back up a little bit. What I did pick up is there's a lot of stuff that's kind of, what do you call, a lot of static. It's like static. It's one way of putting it. There's too many things going on. You want to pull it in so that the best and highest energy is in charge. And I'm getting also that the place you're in and the people who own it and anybody connected to that, you're also going to need to do this with. So what you do is you separate from all of it, get in your center, do your breathing. There's a lot of stuff online. I got to do a video. I have a video channel. I have a YouTube channel, Violet Phoenix, the Violet Phoenix. I'm making content as much as I can. The next one I want to do is about breathing. I had done one before and I took it down. I didn't like it. But Do your breathing and centering. Be still. Don't see a problem. You have to work on mentally telling your brain, don't see problems. Don't come up with problems, because then you shoot those out, and then they go into the manifestation soup. So you want to go in, within. And then as you picture every aspect of this, including your current situation and their energy too, that's coming into play here, is you want to put white light or whatever color you think works for you. Some people use violet, deep violet, like violet flame of Saint Germain. And whatever reference works for you, I usually do God's will be done, or I put the light of Christ, highest and best energy. But you need to write as much as possible, stay on center, and then put that light on everything, because what it does is it clears everything so that it turns into a smooth path. Because there are a lot of things involved, a lot of energies and a lot of different things involved. And only spirit knows how to untangle that whole thing and create the flow. You want the flow, you know, to lead you to where you're going next. And do you understand what I've been saying?
Yeah, I do understand that. And I will do that. My concern is, and I know this is part of, you're probably going to say this is part of the static, but I just feel a little concerned of like what happens if it comes to a certain day and I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to go. That's
right.
What I had last week.
I can't tell you how many times I've been in that position in my life. I can't. And it just happened to me again a couple months ago. Yeah. And I had to work really hard on not coming up with plan B scenarios. I had to work really hard on not coming up with what if, and that's where you mentally, every time you go, everything manifests. I cannot tell you how fast. I can be thinking of something and it instantly manifests. And I realize that that's faster in Maui, and everybody who lives here knows that, but I know that's happening everywhere because of the ascension. You got to be really super careful right now. And like I said, everybody has a unique place on their ascension spiral and a unique situation. And I believe in your situation, it's definitely about working with spirit. You said that at the beginning. So that's awesome that you're able to tune into that. And I'm just helping you to, so you don't think you're crazy. You know, that's, everybody else would want to know, but you're at the point where you know that all of these elements can come together and create the best scenario possible. But it's a matter of knowing how to work with spirit. And I'm just here to help confirm what you already know and to help you with the parts of it, because I'm an expert at this, because I've been through it so many times in my life where I just had to take every element of it and put the highest energy on it. And what we think becomes, what we picture becomes. So be careful. You definitely want to put just good energy on it, not any worry thoughts or plan Bs or what if scenarios. The last thing that happened to me, my soul kept telling me, stop doing the what ifs. Stop doing the what ifs. I had my whole life wiped out in one day is what happened. So I had to start over again, and it worked out.
I'm going to go do this, because I've been sitting around today and just being in peace and settling myself. And I'm going to go out on the land and I'll be by myself and I'll do this on all the different elements. But this is the way with like when you go through growth, but there's a part of me that just really doesn't want to be dealing with this anymore.
I know. Oh, I totally get it. That's what I mean by you could do it. You could have done it 15 times already, but with the ascension spiral, we have to keep and until it's all heaven on earth. I got to tell you this much. This is one thing I want to leave you with, is what I do read from your soul is this is leading you to a really good place. This is going to lead you to a really good place, and you're going to look back and you're going to say, oh my God, I'm so glad I learned how to do that. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
You're going to feel that way. When you get to the other side of this, that's what I'm seeing. I can feel it in your soul and I can see it in the energy. And I'm not 100% sure that you're leaving there in a week either, so leave that alone too. That's why I said put the energy on everything. Because it will work together, but all the parts. I know. This is seriously. I know.
You know, and I feel proud of myself. I mean, I'm not clinging to anybody. I'm not begging. It's not.
Yeah.
It's none of the desperation that I went through in previous installments of this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I want to protect myself to not go there. Oh, it's making me like a little teary. I just.
Right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And
you
know what? It's great that you're sharing
this
because if I went through it, you're going through it. Hmm? Pardon me?
Yeah. It's just like at the end of the day, you're the one who has to actually walk through it. No one else can help you. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to actually
step up. That's where I was at.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's moment by moment. I really, really learned about the moment. I kept hearing my soul say, you're creating it. You're determining by how you feel right now how this is going to work out.
I mean, I'm very tempted to say to you, hey, do you think this is going to be resolved in a week or two or something? Like
I know
suffering.
It's going to be resolved. When depends on how, when depends on how well you can stay in the moment. That determines your when. You know this is going to happen. And I'm getting that this is going to be where you're going next is going to be fabulous. You're going to love it.
Okay. Yeah, I can't.
Where
even,
this
I'll tell
is leading you is fabulous.
I can't even think of plan Bs. I've tried to, and spirit has blocked each one. Like where I've
right.
gone for plan
if you're not
B
getting
past,
a plan B,
like,
you're getting. Yeah. Yep.
That's
what,
not working
yep.
anymore. They're like, that's not
right.
an option anymore. No, that's what they keep doing to
yep.
me.
That's what I just
well,
went through.
Is, it's helpful and healing to share it with someone who gets it. So thank you for bringing
right.
that to me in addition
right.
to what you, because otherwise no one understands it. No,
Oh, yeah, and I didn't talk to anybody about it. I lost my best friend of 52 years because she wanted to talk about it. And she wanted me to do things to force, and somebody did. And she wanted me to take somebody to court and stuff, and I said no, no,
right,
no.
Old tactics don't work anymore.
No, this is I'm like that's so 3D. This is pushing me to take a leap. No.
Yeah.
It's about forgiveness. Put that behind me. Nope.
Yeah.
yeah. The old ways don't work, and the sooner you can embrace it, the better off you're gonna be.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. All right. I feel better being with you, and I'm going to go on the land and go do the work. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, you got to connect to the ground and your breath and love.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Yes. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye. That was fabulous. I got only 90 seconds left on the show, and 860, you didn't have your hand up, so I don't know if you're just listening. I just checked with you real quick. 860, did you want to ask a question, or are you just listening?
I meant to raise my hand. I would love to know what
what your soul wants you to be doing. Yeah, my studio, my virtual studio shows a hand held up. People must have to click on something to get, okay. All right, so let me talk to you for a minute and see what your soul wants you to be doing. Okay, can you talk a little bit just so I can tune into your soul?
Yes, I'm not sure where I am in my life. I'm 64 and last act and want to make the most of my time here.
Yeah.
Enough for me to talk.
Let me see. The problem is you're reminding me of somebody, and then I'll tune into them instead. Yeah, talk just a little bit more, please, so I can. You're the last person on the board. Cool.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, and thank you for picking up. I'm so delighted. This is such a gift today.
Oh, good. Okay, so, I'm 64 also. I'm almost 64. And yeah, there's this feeling that there's a whole new wonderful world coming, and it's not where we retire in our 60s anymore. It doesn't matter what age you are. There's this whole new paradigm being birthed because people's hearts are opening, and then we don't have to go through the whole retirement process and all of that. So it sounds like you're really in touch with your youthful energy and your positivity about life, and that's really good. Are you in a position where you can jump into creative endeavors?
Yes, I'm just not sure what at all.
This isn't Lisa, is it?
Yes, it's Lisa from Connecticut.
Oh, this is Lisa?
From Connecticut, Lisa Marie from Connecticut.
Oh, this is Lisa. Okay, well, that's what I thought it was. I recognize your voice. You sound... I always say that to you, Lisa. I always say that to you. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. Your creative stuff. That's funny.
I could do a million things, but I don't know where to focus. Like, I'm interested in everything.
I know.
I want to do everything. That's my problem.
I know. I'm the same way. I can't. Me too. I always have to say, Spirit, what am I? And then I get back to, if you heard the last conversation, once again, getting through a problem that I had. Again, you know, I mean, we go through it over and over in life. Just that in the moment, and whenever I get like that where I don't know what, you know, I do children's books and art, and I wanted to buy all new acrylic paints. I want to do the golden open paints. And then I'm online looking, and I go, what do I want to do? Because I'm pretty much set, you know, so I have time to do creativity and stuff like that. But then I got the reminder again, be in the moment. And the other morning I was making my breakfast, and I created, while I was making scrambled eggs, I created a small video that was humorous. Just because I trusted what was coming to me in the moment, I wasn't thinking ahead. And so it's about being in the moment. But I can help tune in to that with you. You sound better than you have in the past. That's why I wasn't 100% sure it was you. You sound more empowered, which is great. And I realize probably a daily climb. And since I haven't talked to you for a few months, I noticed the difference. So give yourself a pat on the back for that. So the kind of creativity I see with you all the time is there's that, you know, that innocence I mentioned. There's that innocence. And then when you're accustomed to looking at things that way, you don't realize that other people do. And what creativity does is we're tapping into something inside of our unique perspective, and then we're putting that in solid form for other people to see. And then that's why people buy it or they want to engage with it, because it sparks things in them. And so what I, you know, the pieces that came together, just, you know, flashing your situation, was your innocent sense of the world and beauty, and like what's coming to you, like in the moment. If you're in the moment, you're in your heart, you're in your feeling center, what's coming to you? If it's like, and then go with that, and then embrace that feeling you're having, and then the next step comes, and the next step. It's all about the creative process is about being in the moment. And what do I want to do is all in the moment. Because one moment leads to the next. And that's where we're at right now. We're so down to the moment. They used to say one day at a time. Now it's one moment at a time. And that's how we're being propelled into the new energy. So in this moment right now, what is it like that you're feeling inside, like just this moment?
You know, my health keeps getting knocked the crap out of me every time I think, okay, I'm doing better. I had a super enlarged heart last December, and I worked really hard with a naturopath and walking 5 miles a day, and my heart went back to normal size. I fell, and I injured my ribs, and they did a CAT scan last night, and they tell me I have emphysema, and now I have fluid around my heart. And I feel like, what the heck? just the second I feel joy and feel like, okay, I can move ahead, the crap gets knocked out.
Yeah. That's still, and I think I've said this before, that's still coming from energy interference. So keep, God, you just really, energetically, you have really made progress. So continue, like I said, it might be we've done it 1,000 times. And that's what my incident a couple months ago was about, was like, you still have to work on the energy interference. That's what my thing was that happened to me. And I thought I was doing really good with it. I said, okay, you know, that's what I'm going to do. So I'm still getting that you have some. You're actually doing way better than you think you are. So focus.
I have these horrible neighbors who actually, I have these awful, disgusting neighbors who actually harassed me and screamed at my husband that he's going to push me to want to kill myself, that he wants me dead. And that's how bad the harassment is. We had to buy a body camera for me to wear outside to catch them.
Yeah.
Because it's so bad.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're sending me bad energy. They're right next door.
Well, so is your husband, though. But
yeah, he is.
You are doing better, though. You are doing better. So whenever a lot of people are in those kind of situations, I know a lot of people personally who are in those situations where they have these other energies, and you just have to keep working it. You just have to keep going. And that's why I want to – you have been doing it. I can tell. When I first talked to you years ago, I can tell you that you were consumed by the energies around you. Now it's probably about 80-20, 60-40, 80-20, depending on the day.
80-20.
You think you're 80-20? Yeah, I mean, you have your moments. I mean, yeah. I mean, you've really gotten strong against, yeah. So you keep going, and then it gets to a point where, and I'm there too, and I had to work it. I would say I was probably totally consumed by other energies. I just thought of it yesterday in my early 20s. I was thinking back, and I was like, oh, my God. Even in my 30s, I'm like, oh, see, all that stuff that was happening was because of other energies that were coming in with their own agendas, and a lot of it was really negative. Most of it was negative. And so now I'm to the point where I can't feel any of that. I'm getting an echo. So there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You are doing really good. Keep building that. And I've told you before that your physical symptoms are coming from energy intrusions because your energy is so delicate and innocent. So then the dark energies really are attracted to that. And so whatever you've been doing it. Keep giving yourself credit for doing it. You've really been building your energy. And there will come a point where it won't interfere anymore.
Thank you so much.
But I was
Thank
focused
you.
On that instead of the problem. You're welcome, Lisa Marie. Nice to hear from you. I'm proud of you. Okay.
I saw the
Aloha.
Article about you running for mayor. Did you win?
Oh, no. But I am doing a show here, an environmental show, which is, and I'm getting out all the information. Maybe next time people aren't ready to hear the truth yet. but I'm definitely continue to be an activist, and I've grown in that too. Same thing where the dark energies come in and they want to fight because they want to keep our government corrupt, and they're not ready for an honest person yet, but someday soon.
I hope so, because you'll be awesome. Okay.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you too. Aloha. That was a great show. We covered so much great stuff. I love it. So sorry about my throat. God, I don't want to listen to this and listen to me coughing. Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for tuning in. Check out my website, alanak.com, and violetphoenixpublishing.com. There's a lot of good, fun information on there. There's like meditations, downloads. And, yeah, you should have a lot. Oh, I added a card pull to my one, myalanak.com. You can pull a card on there. So, anyway, we'll see you next week. Aloha.